The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities podcast. I'm your host, Joseph DeYoung. Today I have a guest on my podcast today. She is the... Where are you, the director?
Executive director.
Okay. She is the executive director of Arts in Motion. So without further ado, let's welcome Lisa Glover to the show. Good afternoon, Lisa. How are you doing today?
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. My pleasure. Yeah, it's the first time that I have you here on this podcast today, because I do remember, because I do recall that, and I remember you said that you were friends with Zoe from Syrup Up Bakery.
Yep.
So I do remember, and she recommended you to me. So how does it feel to be on the podcast today?
Well, this is my first time being interviewed on a podcast, so I'm a little nervous, but excited to be talking about Arts in Motion.
Alrighty, cool. I'm very glad that I got you on the show today, and I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you.
On the show, and we're going to talk all about Arts in Motion, so we're going to get more into it.
Awesome.
So anyways, also folks, before we get going, this is recorder Ron. So this is recorder Ron. He helps me with my questions and everything. So we're going to get right into the questions.
Let's do it.
Question number one. Here we go. So let me fix this real quick here. All right, there we go. So question number one is coming right at you, Lisa.
Okay.
So what is Arts in Motion, and what is your connection with Arts in Motion?
Sure. So Arts in Motion is a nonprofit art studio. We have all different classes happening Monday through Saturday. Some of those include classes in dance, drama, art, and music. And we offer classes for kids and adults with disabilities. I first got involved with Arts in Motion as a volunteer when I was in college. Our founding director is Delight Lester, and I volunteered in her dance classes on Saturdays throughout college. And now, it's been years since then, but I joined the team last July as the executive director.
Oh, okay, because I remember I went on the website that you gave me, and
yeah.
it said on the website, you guys also take folks that have Down syndrome, if I'm correct.
Yep, that's true. So, we don't necessarily need to have a diagnosis to accept a student in a class, but if someone identified with having a disability or just was interested in joining our art classes, we would be open to it.
Okay, and you guys also have folks with visual impairments too, correct?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
We do.
Gotcha. Because I know that you guys offer drama and drumming too.
Yep.
What about choir?
You know, we do some singing classes, but those are new this year. So we don't have a choir group, but that could be something we could do down the road.
So you just recently started the singing classes, correct?
Yeah. Yep. And they've been a big hit.
Oh, cool. Yeah, because I remember with me, I've participated. I've done some classes with ACT, and I've done their theater production class. I've even done their automation and storytelling class too.
Awesome. Did you have a good experience with those?
Oh yeah, it was fun.
Very cool.
Yeah. So when did you become the executive director of Arts in Motion?
Yeah, so I started in this position in July. So it's been 8 or 9 months now that I've been learning from our founding director, Delight, and the rest of the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember, I think I think I met her one time when I was at a when I was at like an event or somewhere. This was back in 2015.
Okay.
So it was like with I think Angela was at the event too, and and I think it was at Wolfie Theater here in Grand Rapids.
Cool.
Yeah, and that was when that, and I think this was the one that I met her at.
I don't know what that event would have been, but
it's
that
been
makes
a long
sense because she started Arts in Motion and then turned it into a nonprofit in 2011.
Oh, cool.
So we've been working out of that area by Wealthy Street Theater since 2011.
All right, well, Miss Delight, if you're listening to this one, this is a big shout out to you. So anyways, we're going to get into the next question here for you.
Okay.
So what does Arts in Motion do to connect with the community and folks with disabilities?
So one of the coolest things I think we do is we put on art exhibits around town. So we'll put together, 15 to 20 pieces that students have worked on with instructors at Arts in Motion. We'll frame them really nice. We'll put together cards that say the student's name, the medium they worked with, and some students choose to put a price on their piece to sell. And we'll hang those up in coffee shops or breweries. We just took one down from Hall Street Bakery. And our next exhibit will be starting mid-March, and that's at Speciation Ales. So that's one thing we do. We also do a lot of dance performances around town. So for Disability Advocates, their ADA celebration. Last summer, we did a performance there. We performed at some other organizations that we partner with, like Northhook Academy, the Down Syndrome Association of West Michigan. And another cool thing that we do with the dance performances is we volunteer at nursing homes, at group homes, and just bring a fun, night of performances to people living in places like that.
That's pretty cool, though. So, how many events have you had at Arts in Motion in the summertime?
Yeah, summer is a big one because a lot of people have fundraising events and big mm-hmm. events happening.
Yeah.
Since I started in July, we have probably had around 8 live dance performances mm-hmm. and maybe 4 art exhibits.
Okay, so are you planning on having more art exhibits in the future?
Yes. We are always looking for new hosts for us to be able to display artwork.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that you guys have like different artwork, and you guys are like doing more for the community. Putting it up at coffee shops and mm-hmm. do you guys usually do like stores? Anything like that?
I don't think we have done any stores. We are talking with a play cafe, so it's like a coffee shop mixed with a play area for kids putting artwork there.
Cool.
So, yeah, we're trying to expand where we can show artwork. We hate to just have all this amazing artwork sitting at our studio. The point mm-hmm. is to get it out, and it's a way for students to be able to make money as well.
Right, and do you guys also do stuff with art prize before?
That's a great question. Not that I am aware of, but I think that would be a really cool thing for us to do.
Okay, because I didn't know if you guys did, so I thought I would ask you that question.
Yeah.
That question was in my mind.
I wish I knew the answer to that, but if we haven't, I think that would be great to get involved with.
Cool, because I think it'd be pretty cool to get involved with Art Prize too, and then do some stuff with them too in downtown.
Yeah,
for folks with visual impairments, and then folks with different art, because there's different kinds of art that are like on display,
mm-hmm.
but there are some that say don't touch.
Yep, that's true. And but yeah, there's sculpture and there's 2D. Yep,
and it does make it hard for folks with visual impairments.
Yeah,
that's for folks that can't see.
Right, because then you don't get to enjoy the art.
Right.
And yeah, for sure.
And I think there should be a way for folks with visual impairments to enjoy the art.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. That's cool. So, and also my next question is coming right at you.
Okay.
So, now what makes Arts in Motion different from artists creating together?
Yeah, so we, artists creating together is awesome as well. So big proponent of the work that they're doing. One way that we're partnering is artists creating together is putting on what they call the Action Art Exhibit at the Grand Rapids Art Museum at the end of March. And we worked with 10 students to put together a 2D acrylic painting to be submitted to be in that exhibit. So we'll be taking a field trip to go and check that out. And we were really excited to be included in that and be able to partner in that way. I think one of the main things I would say is different between our two organizations is that Arts in Motion offers year-round programming. And what I mean by that is instead of offering like a class for 6 weeks or 8 weeks, you can take ballet year-round if you wanted to. So this allows students to really dive deep into learning skills and talents of a specific art class. And we've found that people really enjoy that because if they try a class and love it, they don't want to maybe wait a couple years for it to come around again.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So we're glad to offer year-round programming for sure.
Right. Because also, like, if let's say if they enjoy dance, great. If they enjoy choir, awesome. Mm-hmm. Or if they enjoy action drumming, cool.
Yeah.
Or if they didn't like that class and they don't have to, then they don't have to do that class anymore. Or they can do another one like theater, or set design or like acting.
Yep.
Or something.
For sure.
Because now that you guys work together, it also sounds like to me that you guys like also collaborate together too.
Yeah, we correct? Do. And I would say there are a handful of students that come to Arts in Motion that also do ACT. I think there's lots of ways that we can work together and that students can benefit from being a part of both organizations. One other thing that I want to mention, because I don't know if a ton of people are aware of this, but we offer a day program for adults Tuesday through Friday, and that goes from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and involves 3 to 4 different art classes each day. And then we take an hour break for lunch where we all eat together and catch up and get to know one another. And that has, from the feedback we've gotten, that's helped fill a need for our community, because a lot of people who are involved in school programming, when they graduate, there's not a ton of options for what they can be involved in.
Yeah, there. You know what? There's not, because now that you've mentioned it, it feels like that. It feels like you're at school, but at the same time, you're doing an art program. You're doing art programs with Arts in Motion.
Mm-hmm.
But and it feels like you guys are like the teachers, and then you guys have the students, and you know, so.
Yeah, it's kind of a similar feel. Yeah, for sure.
That's pretty amazing, though, and it's pretty good what you guys are doing with the community, you know.
We have a good time with our day program, so it's a good place to be.
Yeah. And then my next question is coming at Elisa. What is your vision of Arts in Motion going forward? Because normally I like using this question.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I just started in July, and for the first year that I'm working at Arts in Motion, I kind of said I'm just gonna learn how everything works, see where everything goes, see what our needs are. But I think the things that make me really excited are the amount of off-site classes that we've gotten asked to teach. So we have a full schedule of classes happening in our studio spaces in Easttown. but we also offer classes at group homes, at schools, at other organizations around West Michigan. And we continue to receive more and more requests for things like that. So I could see Arts in Motion continuing to expand offsite, which is cool because we're able to reach a lot more people if we send our instructors other places than if we expect everyone to come to our studio space. So that makes me excited that we could keep reaching more and more students and work with more people in the community.
Right. And you know what? And then back to that question, back to what you were talking about is that the day programs that you guys offer. So do you guys also do that in the summertime as well?
We do. Yep. It's year round.
Okay. Yeah. And also, because like with like different programs, and it's almost like it's good to give them something to do so that way they don't need to be sitting around at home all day doing absolutely nothing. And so my question to you is, does it, how much does it cost?
Our day program is $30 a day.
Okay.
But I will say we offer tuition assistance. We feel strongly that we never want financial constraint to be a barrier to participation.
Right.
So we work with a lot of our families based on what they are able to pay. And that's why we do fundraising. That's why it's great to be on shows like this to get the word out about us, because we do everything we can to keep costs low for students.
Right, and it is very good, so that way they don't have to feel the financial burden of having to pay lots and lots of money to get into a class, and then also having to deal with the pain of trying to work for more money or trying to earn more money so that way you can pay for your classes and get in.
Right.
Just so that way it doesn't have to be a hassle in order to do it, you know.
And hopefully we can help students sell artwork that they work on during day program, and that could help with the cost as well.
Yeah, I think it does help too. And then the next question I have for you is, how can people get a hold of Arts in Motion if they would like to apply for a position or volunteer or be a part of the, or take the AC, or take the Arts in Motion classes or be part of it?
So our website is probably the best place to start. It's artsinmotionstudio.org. And on our website, you know, my contact information is there. A list of our classes is there. And that's probably the best place to start. We are always looking for volunteers, whether it's an individual or a group from a business who wants to come out. We love to invite people to the studio and have them help out in classes. And we are always taking new students that are interested to come take a class. There was one other thing I was going to mention, Joe. What was it? No. Okay, I'll think of it. Anyway, okay. Our website is a great place to start if you are interested in getting involved. I remember what it was.
Okay, what was it?
We are currently looking for a dance instructor and a drumming instructor. So if anyone watching the show knows how to drum or dance, we'd love to talk with you.
Okay. Alrighty, and then, because also the last question that I have for you, what is it that you like to do to relax when you're not working at Arts in Motion?
I think it's so nice that you asked this question. I love to be outside. I have twins, Maggie and Lou, who are almost 2 years old.
Ooh.
So they take up pretty much all the time that I am not at work.
Well, I'm a twin. So,
oh, are you a twin?
Yeah, I have a twin brother named Josh.
Oh my gosh.
And so now that you just mentioned it, I mean, now you just mentioned that you like to be outside. Well, I think today is a great day to be outside.
Yes, it's gorgeous. We were outside all weekend too, so Yeah, we like to go on walks. We have a giant pit bull named Theo, so we take him for walks. I love to go to the movies, hang out with friends. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. That's cool. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Of course.
And talking about arts in motion and what you guys do for the community. And I hope to have you back here on the show in the future.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Joe.
Excuse me, folks. hey, you're welcome. Before we go, are there any questions that you would like to say or add to the conversation, or like regarding arts in motion or anything?
Yes, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
If you could come up with any class that we would offer at Arts in Motion, what would it be and why?
I would say it would be the choir.
Okay. You love to sing?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And also, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's episode of the Joe Show Connecting All Abilities podcast. And before we go, I would like to thank my guest for being on today's episode of the Joe Show Connecting All Abilities podcast. And before we go, ladies and gentlemen, I have a joke for the day. So here's my joke of the day. I once knew a girl named Ivy. Oh, okay, here we go. I once knew a girl named Ivy in Latin class, but the teacher kept calling her four. What do you think of that one?
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good, though. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's see if Recorder Ron has anything else to say or any other questions. So, Recorder Ron, what other questions do you have for us? Well, no questions, then time to go to sleep, Recorder Ron. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoyed this episode of the Joe Show Connecting All Abilities podcast, please don't forget to share, like, and subscribe, and comment down below. And also leave a rating and write a review. You can find my podcast on the Whole Picture Podcast Facebook page, powered by WKTV, and also Anchor, which is also powered by WKTV. And you can also find my podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts as well, and also Stitcher. Excuse me. And I will see you guys next time for another episode of the Joe Show Connecting All Abilities podcast. So please take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, peace.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.